Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, as South Hardin suffers their first loss of the year against the top team in the state, Grundy Center. They fall by a final of 21-12 to Grundy Center on Friday night. And, Coach, a big district game, a top-five matchup. Your thoughts on a very competitive final?
Yeah, I just thought it was a good high school football game. I don't know that either team probably played as good as they hoped, but I thought overall really proud of our kids. Thought they played really hard. Left it on the field. That's all I could ask for them. Just bummed that we couldn't play a little cleaner game, and no one to blame but ourselves. But just good high school football game. It gives us some things that we know we got to clean up. It kind of gives us a good, measuring stick of where we're at. And now we've got to use this as as the springboard to clean that up and play better football here going forward to finish the year strong.
What you saw from your team defensively, having to contain the likes of Judd Jurofsky and Pete Lebo and a very talented offense for this Spartans team.
Just have a great team. I don't have anything, shocking to say about them other than that they were as advertised. We knew it was going to be a super tough game. Judd's as good as anyone in the state. I think he'd be as good in 1A as he would be in 5A. So just hats off to them. Honestly, I have nothing but respect for them, and we always have. They're a rival, but, we know they're a good team, and they just do the things to win the game, and they did more tonight than us, and we knew that we'd have to do more than them, and we didn't. And so there's just no one to blame but ourselves, but really thought we did a good job overall for the night, like I said, of kind of containing him and containing Lebo both. They both had some runs here and there, but we did a good job. I think we outgained them yardage-wise for the night, so, you can't ask for much more than that. If we could just take away the mistakes that we had, maybe it's a different game. But like I said, no one to blame but ourselves. But now we know kind of where we're at and what we need to fix going forward.
What you saw offensively for your team as you were able to put in two scores, not many teams can say that against a defense like Grundy Center's.
Yeah, I thought we were good at times. We were inconsistent at times. Like I said, that's where I was frustrated. I didn't think we played a very clean game overall. And they'd probably tell you the same thing maybe. But I thought, and some of that's due to them. They're a good team. But I thought we just left some chances out there. But then, boom, we'd have a really nice drive. And I go down and score. And I thought we ran the ball really well tonight, straight ahead. I thought Cam Adams ran really hard. Manning Fonts ran really hard, did a good job blocking for him. And I thought our line did a good job. Just too many penalties at some bad spots, and just weren't consistent enough. Just like you said, just here and there would be good, and all of a sudden, boom, we have a penalty and come back, and our negative play and come back. So we just got to clean all that up. But overall, I thought our offense was above average for the night, but not like we've been, not like we want to be.
We had talked about on last week's Coach's Corner that this is a marquee game, a chance to be in the driver's seat in this district. But the important reminder that this game can't be an anchor for your team, regardless of the result, because your team still has a lot of great things to play for, regardless of tonight's result. How you hope that plays out for your team, that it doesn't pull you down, but is motivation for what's to come.
Yeah, that's my hope, is that it is motivation for the rest of the year. It gave us a good playoff style of experience tonight, which you never is never a bad thing. But I told the boys really the only thing that was lost tonight was, a chance at the district title. So now, now we move on from that and try and play, finish this year playing our best football for the next two games. And everything else is still out there that, we had goals for. So the only thing's lost is the district stuff, for a chance of winning that. Probably don't have a good chance of that now, but definitely everything's out there. We don't want it to be a drag to where we just go in the tank. I don't think our kids think that way. I think they know that we left one out there tonight, and we've got to go back and clean ourselves up, because there's no one to blame but ourselves.
More with the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, as the Tigers suffer their first loss of the year but still have a lot to play for here this season as they enter their final 2 weeks of the regular season, and that begins with their final regular season home game as they host Clarion Goldfield Dows in Week 7. And, Coach, your thoughts on that matchup with the Cowboys?
Yeah, definitely going to be a physical matchup. Different style of play than Grundy, where they're going to be, you know, double tight. A lot of running back, a lot of wing back, a lot of fullback. Here it is. Quarterback runs, you name it. It was just a little bit I've watched them. It's just a different style of offense where they're going to be pretty ground and pound. Mix some passes in there if you're starting to cheat up too much. But otherwise, definitely a different style. We've got to really, like I said, regroup, be ready for a physical game, straight ahead running, football, and you got to come up and be ready to play smash mouth. Then I just want to try and get back to more consistency with our offense, and just get to where we feel like we're clicking on all cylinders for an entire game. It's got to be our goal. So hopefully we can clean that stuff up, and then come out and be ready for a physical game. I think they have some nice size, probably got more size than we do, so that'll be a challenge for us. And they run the ball well, so we've got to really come ready to play and not have that letdown game like we talked about.
It'll be senior night for your team, and this group of seniors has done some really great things for this program, taking it to new heights, taking it to be one of the teams to watch in Class 1A. The opportunity to recognize them in front of Tiger Country coming up in week number 7.
Yeah, this group is special to me. They all are, but this one has been just kind of an anchor to our program since the day I came here. They started with me when they were in fifth grade, and really have just done a good job of buying into our program, the weight room, everything you ask of them. So it's hard. It's going to be hard to see them go because they've just put so much time into the program and brought our program up to where it is today. And it's been because of this class. We're playing really good football, playing the highest level we've played in my time here, and it's a big part of them. And so I'm really proud of them. Want to see them end this season on a high note. So we're hoping to obviously have a good senior night, but then also, got big goals still to go this year, and those guys are, I guarantee, are still thinking that too.
Well, you would say your keys to the game are to get back into the win column and get a great win in your final scheduled home game for the regular season.
Get back to playing our football for 4 quarters. Really sound defense, physical defense. I thought we did a good job of that tonight, but just come back ready to go for that because we're going to see a lot of that next week. And then I would say, really get back to consistency on offense, just where we're clicking, not having the 3-and-outs, not having the mistakes that we had tonight. So just kind of get back to, like I said, take care of ourselves, get a good game plan ready for them, and really work on stopping their running game and getting back to playing consistent for ourselves going into this, and then also just clean up a few special teams things. I think will be big also.
Final thoughts, Coach, as this Tiger football team continues to represent the communities that make up South Hardin at a high level, and some more opportunities await to continue that.
Yeah, really, really proud of the group, proud of the team. Big thank you to our fans tonight. We had a great crowd, packed house, for both teams, obviously, but I thought our crowd was huge tonight. Gave us definitely an advantage. On the road, it's always tough playing, but when you get a big crowd, it's just such a boost to our guys. So really appreciate our fan support and all the support we've had this year. We'll get back to the drawing board here and get them something to be cheered for the rest of this year.
Well, Coach, congrats to you and your team on the start that you've had, and best of luck as you look to bounce back in district play entering week number 7 on senior night.
You bet. Thanks a lot for having me.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.